You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is another track that makes me extremely happy. It's Bicycle Weather by Pickle Darling, who we will be chatting to just after this. That was Bicycle Weather by Pickle Darling. Morena, Lucas, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, pretty good, thank you. It's a shame we can't have you in the studio, which is what we would have had if your gig at the wine cellar tonight was going ahead. But we are very happy to chat to you from Christchurch. How's it going down there?
Yeah, it's going. It's cold down here.
Yeah, it's changing seasons, eh? It is, of course, a real shame that you've had to cancel your show, but you're not alone. Lots of musicians are having to do this at the moment. And, of course, the government's changed their regulations last night, so any gatherings of 100 people or less are not a go at the moment. This is probably having a massive effect on lots of your peers as well as yourself. How are you feeling at the moment, Lucas?
I'm trying to feel better about it. I think knowing that everyone else is in the same boat kind of softens the blow a bit. Yeah, and just trying to take the time to just stay inside and work on music and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, silver linings to things, eh? And as you say, it's a solidarity time, really, because lots of people are going through it too. And music is a wonderful thing for helping people get through this. Let's talk a little bit about your album, because it is just such a gorgeous one and we've been loving it at BFM, Bigness. And how has it been for you? It's about a year since this has come out now, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's kind of, I feel like it's slowly been finding its audience. Like, it still does really well on Bandcamp, and it's still, it really surprised me. What was it?
It's kind of cool, because you seem to have a lot of people all around the world that like listening to this. Is that kind of a lovely thing, to be able to see that international community through the internet?
Yeah, it's real cool. I think, because I don't think I'm not very big in New Zealand, but I think I have quite a scattered fan base all around the world. I think it's because I'm on a Slovakian label, and like they have quite an international following and stuff.
So this is Z-Tapes, is that right?
Yeah.
So what's the deal with that? Because I've kind of followed them for a wee while, and it's just a one person operation, isn't it?
Pretty much. He's called Philip, and he's just really enthusiastic about stuff, and I don't really know how he does it.
It's pretty amazing.
He's got this real cool label.
and seems to be a real good champion for music from all over the place. And as you were saying, has been like very supportive of what you've been doing with Bigness. You've had a few different runs of cassettes, and they sell out quite quickly from what I've seen on social media. Third pressing as well, and a nice pink one too. What have you been working on at the moment? Because I think you've been working on some new tracks, is that right?
Yeah, I'm kind of just finishing up a new album.
It's exciting.
Yeah, so it's being mixed at the moment. And I'm just kind of tweaking last few tracks, and Matt Gunner's mixing it. He mixed the first album.
Cool.
And I think it'll be out this year.
That's exciting.
My friend Heather is painting the album cover at the moment. She says it's going to be finished like this week. So we're going to scan the artwork this week.
That's really cool. Do you know what it's going to be, or is she kind of keeping it a surprise from you?
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen it, but we kind of planned it together, and then she's just kind of working on it.
Awesome.
And hasn't shown me her working.
I quite like that. So you'll get a big reveal.
Yeah.
And, of course, you have, if you had been coming up here, you would have had a bit of merch in tow, and I've seen you've got some very cool T-shirts that people can still get through your Bandcamp. Who did the illustration on this? It's got sort of an image of you wearing a space suit with Pickle
Yeah,
Darling.
Yeah, my girlfriend Christy did it. Yeah.
It's such a lovely T-shirt. Can people buy these still?
Yeah, I checked them all on Bandcamp. Because I'm kind of stuck with all my tour merch and stuff. so that'd be cool.
So if people wanted to support, if they were going to be heading along tonight, or even if they weren't, but they are a fan of your music, this is probably a good way to support, is going and buying a T-shirt, eh?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So pickledarling.bandcamp.com is the place to go for that. Have you got any mates or any other artists you'd like to shout out their Bandcamps for, who you think people should be checking out, or, you know, buying a bit of merch of at this time? It is obviously a bit of a hit, well, massive hit on the music industry, because so much of bands' income comes from live gigs. Anybody you want to shout out, Lucas, that you think people should go listen to their music online?
Yeah, I was thinking a couple of my favourite musicians, Bedbug and Skirts. I think Bedbug is in, I think they're in Boston.
Cool.
And Skirts is someone in Texas who kind of featured on my first album. Check out their stuff on Bandcamp.
It's a good place to go.
They'll both have tapes and stuff. And yeah.
That sounds like a lovely way to support some people. Last thing is, we're going to play Mouthful, another one of your fantastic tracks. And you just recently put out a video for this, which is really cool. It's like a highlights reel of all the best slides in Christchurch. How was that, filming that? It looked like it must have been quite a lot of fun.
So Annabelle did the whole thing. When I asked her if she wanted to do a video for me, she kind of told me the plan and what she was going to do immediately. And I was just like, sweet.
That sounds
awesome. Great. Like, a lot of my music videos have been like that, where it'll be a friend I have who will just fully take the reins.
Yeah.
And I really like that.
That's really cool. That's a lovely way to collaborate. Hey, Lucas, it's lovely to chat to you. We're very sorry that we can't go and see you tonight at the Wine Cellar, but we will see you back up here soon enough, I'm sure, and we look forward to hearing the new album. Thank you so much for having a chat to us this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Hey, you too.
BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.